Our first scripture reading today is from Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain and uphold you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. Our second reading is from Acts chapter 3, verse 19. So repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. These are God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this day. And Lord, anoint me, God, to minister your word today, that it would be a blessing to those who are here listening, to those who are listening by the podcast. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I thank God today. Today my sermon is called Put It on the Altar. And I've been thinking about my mom, as I do all the time. But she had this really way of ministering to me, life-changing sermons. Yeah, and you don't necessarily think you'd get that from your parents, but she would. It would be something, and I would just get, like Oprah used to say, an aha moment from her sermons, like, oh, I get it. That's how it's supposed to go. So one day, and I was thinking about this, one day I was going through something. I don't know what it was now. I can't remember, but I just remember her saying, let's pray. And she prayed the most simple prayer. And she was really good for praying really good big prayers. But this one was a really simple prayer. And it just kind of was like, oh, okay, I get it. I don't have to carry this burden. I can just lay it at the feet of God. I can lay it on the altar before him. When we were kids at our church, they would have at the end, they called it altar service. And at the end, you would come up and lay on the altar, lay at the altar, and just pour your heart out to God. And everyone would do it. And it was freeing. It was freeing. You didn't have to carry around that load, that struggle of whatever it was you were going through. And when you left, you could leave and you would feel so much better. You'd leave almost dancing out. You'd be so happy and free. And so, but now we carry our stress. We carry, you know, there's so much going on in the world that we're all carrying stress. We don't know what's going on in our families, in our job. There's just so much, and we carry that stress. But today I want to just encourage you to lay it at the altar, put it at the altar. And by that, I just mean lay it here at God's feet and know that he's working on your behalf. He will bring you through it. He will walk you through it, and you will leave the altar feeling so free, because you put it in God's hands. And who better to put it in than God's hands? We know he can do it, right? So my first scripture today is from 1 Peter 5 and 7. And it says, casting. Now, I use the Amplified Bible because I love how it just really gives you the fullness of what the word means for this topic especially. But 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. It says, cast all of your cares on him. All. All means all. That means every single thing that you are going through, you can put it in. You don't need to hold anything back. Like, well, I need to figure this one out. Let me figure it out on my own. No, you don't have to hold anything back. It says, cast it all on him, for he cares for you, your anxieties, your worries, your family, whatever you're going through. You know, I know me, I worry about my son and my granddaughter, and you know, I think of them, but every morning I get up and I'm like, God, you love them more than I do. He loves, you know, he loves us with an everlasting love. So I'm giving them to you today. I'm not going to carry that worry. I'm not going to walk there wondering what's going on. I pray over them in the morning, and it's in his hands. And that's what we have to do. Whatever concerns you, whatever's going on, you know, it could be health issues. It could be family. It could be finances. It could be the cares of the world. All of the things, you look at the news, you get anxious. Any of that and all of that. He said, lay it at the altar. Cast it on me. Put it at the altar. And by the altar, I just mean put it at God's feet. Trust him to take it and work it out for you. And you'll feel so free. You'll feel so relaxed knowing that God has it. It's so easy for us to take it back. You know, if the day's over, I'll take it back, worry about it. But no, leave it. He said all. Leave it there at the altar, knowing that God's going to work that situation out for you. He's going to take your cares and work them out for you so you don't have to continue to carry that stressed. You know, I can think of sometimes my shoulders were so stressed. I was walking, you know, and my mom, she would put her arm, she'd go, oh my goodness, you got to be able to let this go. My shoulders would just be up. I'd be walking and not even realize I was carrying the weight of all of these issues. But no, you have to lay it at his feet. I sleep really well now. I sleep so good. I'm like, 2 minutes, I'm out. My sister, I'll be talking to her. I'm knocked out because he gives me peace. Now I know that secret, that I can lay it at his feet. Because there's really, most of the time, there's nothing you can do. When you get a problem that there's nothing you can do about it, that is the best solution, is to give it to him and watch him work it out. So I found this scripture again, only I went over to the Old Testament to make sure you knew, to make sure I wanted to reiterate. In Psalms 55:22, it says, cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. He won't let you fail. He won't let it go. He's going to take care of you. So that's why he says, just give it to me. Give it to me. I'll take it. I'll take that problem. I'll take that issue, and I'll work it for your good. My favorite scripture, Romans 8:28, he works all things together for our good, for those who love him, and we love him. So you can just lay that at the altar, lay it at the altar and allow him to do it. And you walk away free. It says, let go of your weights, all of those things that weigh you down, those concerns, those issues that you worry with. You maybe been dealing with things for years and years, but he wants you to lay it at the altar today. And I knew it was the script, the sermon for today, because I was looking at something and it just went straight across. Put it on the altar. It wasn't anything of mine. It was something else I was looking at. I'm like, okay, God, I hear you. You want me to speak on this today. I love it when he confirms it for me, but he wants you to lay that and not walk in that stress and not walk in that troubled spirit, that troubled feeling. Because he'll take those concerns and he'll lay them on the altar for you. So now I have this scripture and it's long, so it's like 20 verses. But I want you to bear with me because I want you to see this character, which is Hannah, how she had to lay her issue on the altar. She had to give it over to God and he dealt with it and he answered her request. But let's read the story of Hannah. And again, I have it in the Amplified because it just really gives you just the fullness of what the word is saying. And that's in 1 Samuel 1, 1 through 20. So bear with me. It's a little longer, but her story to me is such a wonderful example of how we put it on the altar, how we can put our concerns, our worries, things that have been really concerning us for years sometimes, and we'll put it, how you can put it on the altar and watch God take care of it. Okay, so now there's some big words in here, some names that I'm not so sure. Hard to say, but I'm going to say them. So here we go. There was a certain man of Ramathon Zophim of the hill country of Ephraim named Elkanai, son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zip, and Amphramite. He had two wives, one named Hannah and the other named Paniah. Paniah had children, but Hannah had none. This man went from his city year by year to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts at Shiloh, where Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were the Lord's priests. When the day came that Elkanah sacrificed, he would give to Paniah his wife and all her children, or all her sons and daughters, portions of the sacrificial meat. But to Hannah he gave a double portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had given her no children. This embarrassed and grieved Hannah, and her rival provoked her greatly to vex her, because the Lord had not left her children. Now I'm just going to stop for a second. We go through that sometimes. Now Hannah really wanted children, and she couldn't have any. Peninnah had multiple children, and she rubbed it in her face all the time. So that was the grief that Hannah was carrying. That was that stress that Hannah was carrying because she couldn't have children. And back in these days, that really signified You know, that signified the marriage that made you a woman if you were to have children. And so for her to be barren, it had her, it said, embarrassed. She was embarrassed and she grieved all the time. She was carrying that load of not having what Peninnah had. And although Elkanah loved her, she still was carrying that grief. And you know, we all have that. I want you to tie it into your own self. There's some things that you've had for years. You don't understand what happened and why. But that's the thing we lay on the altar today, that we lay it. Why is this? Why, God, did you give, this is what Hannah's saying, why would you give Peninnah all of these children and not give me even one? She was distressed about it. Then it says in verse 7, so it was year after year, whenever Hannah went up to the Lord's house, Peninnah provoked her. So she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you cry? And why do you not eat? And why are you grieving? Am I not more to you than 10 sons? So Hannah rose after they had eaten and drank in Shiloh. Now Eli, the priest, was sitting on his seat beside a post of the temple tent of the Lord. And Hannah was in distress of soul, praying to the Lord and weeping bitterly. This is her laying it on the altar. She's in distress. God, I need a child. God, how come I'm going through this? You see Peninnah, she's ridiculing me, provoking me all the time. What's going on? She was laying it on the altar. All of those issues, all of those things she was carrying, all of that hurt and pain that she was carrying. She vowed, saying, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid and earnestly remember and not forget your handmaid, but will give me a son, I will give him to the Lord all his life. No razor shall touch his head. And as she continued praying before the Lord, Eli noticed her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart and only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Have you ever been at that place where you're so, you need God so you can't even get the words out? You're just there going, God, you're in his presence. God, I need you. Like that song, that's why I had him play it. I need you every hour. I need you. I need you to meet me at this need. I need it. And so he thought she was drunk. Eli thought she was drunk because she was praying so hard. She was so on the altar praying for God to hear her cry. He was like, and the word says, I'm going to tell the story, but let me read it. So Eli thought she was drunk. Eli said to her, how long will you be intoxicated? Put wine away from you. But Hannah answered, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I was pouring out my soul before the Lord. Regard not your handmaid as a wicked woman, for out of my great complaint and bitter provocation I have been speaking. Then Eli said, go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant your petition, which you have asked of him. Hannah said, let your handmaid find grace in your sight. So she went her way and ate, her countenance no longer sad. See, she laid it on the altar. She came out with peace. She had peace because she gave it all to him. She went her way and ate, her countenance no longer sad. The family rose early the next morning, worshiped before the Lord, and returned to their home in Ramah. Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Hannah became pregnant and in due time bore a son and named him Samuel, which means heard of God, because she said, I have asked him of the Lord. The Lord answered her prayer. But it was one of those where she had been dealing with that for years. She laid on that altar. It was that time. It was like, Lord, it's now or never. I'm laying out on the altar. I need you to meet me. I need you to answer this prayer. I can't make it without you. I need you to answer this prayer. I can't do it. She couldn't do it on her own all these years. She'd been married to Elkanah. She could never have children. But when she took it to the Lord and laid it out, and that's all I'm encouraging you to do today. This is something you do in your own private time, or as I'm going to have you do a little bit later, you do it in your own mind. You do it between you and God is what I'm saying. That's something that it's between you and God. It has nothing to do with us. And don't worry about us. I've been really dealing with that. My mom used to say, people have no heaven or hell to put you in. So don't worry about what they say or what they do. You don't have to respond to people and their reaction to you. She said, it's between you and God. Because he's the only one who has a heaven and hell to put you in, heaven or hell. So Hannah just laid it out on the altar. And so that's what I want to encourage you to do today. And as I'm coming to my last scripture, as you're laying that request that you have, that thing that you've been dealing with, you may have been wrestling with it for years, or it could be something brand new. You just don't understand, but you know that only God can answer it. I want you also to lay on the altar today those things about yourself that you're not so happy with. You know, we all have things like, boy, if I could just change this, or if I could just do this, or I know I'm not pleasing God in this and what I'm doing. I want you to lay that on the altar as well today. Whatever it is that is stopping you from being all that God has called you to be. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's insecurity. You know, maybe it's anger or unforgiveness. Maybe it's something it's between you and God. So you don't have to tell us what it is, but you know that there's something you're wrestling with. And in Acts, and this is my last scripture today, Acts 3:19, it says, so repent, change your mind and purpose, turn around and return to God that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean. That times of refreshing, of recovering from the effects of heat, of reviving with fresh air may come from the presence of the Lord. When you lay that on the altar, those things you want him to free you of, unforgiveness, hate, you know, I don't believe there's any hate here because you guys are so loving. I love it so much. But we do experience that. I have an issue that I don't hate anyone, but I really was mad at her. You know, I really was. And I like to be transparent. So you know that it's okay. We're human and we go through that. But I had to lay that on. And I said, okay, God, I'm laying it on the altar, but I still feel like this. So he gave me something to do to help free myself from that spirit, from that being angry, and how to let that go and forgive what happened. So if that's what you're feeling and you want to forgive someone and you're having a hard time doing it, lay that on the altar too. Tell him, God, I want to let this go, because you're not free when you're walking in unforgiveness. It holds you back, and it doesn't hurt the person at all. Not at all. They are so out there living and enjoying their life. They don't even, half the time, they don't even care or even know. Sometimes they don't even know that you're angry and you haven't forgiven them. So that forgiveness is for you, so that you can be out there walking and enjoying the park and enjoying, you know, your vacation or whatever it is, enjoying your life. Because he told us to have life, if you remember last year, that we would have life and have it more abundantly last week. So that's what I want you to consider as we're getting ready to close. I'm getting ready to go into prayer. But before I do, I want you to get in your mind what it is. What it is that you feel like you want to lay on the altar today. What you want to give up. You want God to take, to free you from, to loose the chains that are holding you and stopping you from being all that he's called you to be, from walking in that freedom. If it's unforgiveness, if it's fear, if it's anxiety, if it's just plain worry, I'm tired of worrying all the time. All I do is worry. I want you to lay it on the altar. So I want you to close your eyes. Get it in your mind. And as I pray, as I begin to pray, I want you to imagine that you're laying it on the altar. Like I said, when we were kids, we had to come up here and actually lay out, not here, but at our church, lay it out. But I want you to just do it in your mind. Imagery is a wonderful thing. Imagine that you're laying that. God, I'm laying this fear at your feet. I'm laying this anxiety at your feet. Take it. You can do it and handle it so much better than I can. Lord, we thank you today. God, as we are laying these issues out before you, we ask, God, that you take them, that you would take them and free us, God. I speak a spirit of freedom over this church, over the congregants here, God. Any issue that they are battling, God, I pray that you take it and you work it together for their good. And we thank you for it. We give you praise, God. Every spirit of anxiety, of fear, God, of rejection, of depression, I rebuke those spirits in the name of Jesus. Send them to the pit of hell. They have no place here. And we thank you. We thank you for freedom today. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. I give you all of the praise, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all of those who are on our prayer list. We lift them up again to you today. that you would, God, meet each one at their very point of need. And we give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.